What was that, Amy? What did you ask me, Amy?
Did you have another Jackson song?
Why do you ask that?
Because I don't have anything for Jackson.
Nope, I don't. That was it.
Okay.
We can use that as our song. How about that? That was the Jacksons. Go ahead, Amy. Do some talking in that microphone. Go ahead. You can do the introduction for this show.
Okay, well, I guess you're listening to the Alphabet Show, or a show about alphabets. It's me, Shane, from Three Ring Radio, and Doug, from Dysgenics.com, and...
And me is Amy from the Horror of Horror.com. Not me, but that was who said me.
Oh, yeah, me. Yeah. And it's a show about the alphabet, right? That's our one common thread. Each show's about a different letter of the alphabet.
Sponsored by a different letter like Sesame Street.
Just like Sesame Street. Exactly like Sesame Street.
What did you say before? The top 26?
Yeah, well, J is within the top 26 letters. One of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can just talk the whole half hour and I could take a nap?
Yeah, go ahead. It's just, J is great. I've always loved J's.
I like J for, what did I say when we weren't recording?
Jack off.
You fucking jag off. Or
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, you fucking Jesus, jag off.
But we have a double J in Jim Jones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's almost
Jesus.
Oh,
I have the Jim Jones CD for sure. We can play Jim Jones music.
Yeah,
that's a good
fun
one.
Yeah.
Jim Jones rules. I love Jim Jones.
I've heard the CD, but...
You know, I have one here that no one's heard, so I'll pull that out and we'll flip through it real quick.
Is it their music again?
It's different stuff, yeah. Right. More of that, yeah. If you've heard... You can't say with Jim Jones, if you've heard one, you've heard them all, okay?
Did they record them on the island? Is that...
Yes, this is recorded on the island. The one you heard was recorded in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They release those CDs or what?
I have it.
Okay.
Only me.
All right. I like the speech at the end, though.
Jim Jones.
I will fight speech.
Why don't you do the speech for us now? We have the manuscript right here if you want to read it.
Oh, do you?
I think we can.
So hopeless.
Yeah. I know. I think I can almost remember.
You read it, Amy, when you typed it. You typed the whole thing. Yeah. Amy typed it up for something that we did.
I got my cross. I got my compass, I got guns, I've got dynamite, and I will fight.
Oh, yeah, no, what I did was, I think, the last speech.
I'm talking the one he says, they're going to have to come and take all of us if they want any one of us.
Is this the end, the last speech?
I don't know if it was the last one, but it's the one where he's screaming, I will fight, well, I will fight.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Amy typed the last speech, and that's where, you know...
Yeah, there was no fighting left in him, I don't think, in that last one.
So you're talking about something different, Amy, right? Correct?
The one I'm talking about, he was fired up.
Spell this out for people, because it's sounding good and confusing.
Doug's talking about a different speech than the
one
that
we have to spell it out for people. Right. So, Doug, talk more about Jim Jones.
I don't know enough about him, I know.
Talk more, bitch. We fucking have a half hour to fill.
Yeah, I know. But what island were they on? They drank the cyanide. I think there's a... Isn't there a helicopter view from overhead, all the dead bodies?
Oh,
they
yeah.
drink cyanide
yeah, that's
with their
the good
Kool-Aid.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Suicide
anyway.
Cult.
Some say they didn't drink Kool-Aid.
And according to some books I read, of course, you know, Jim Jones cult before my time, but according to some sources, it was a turning point. Like, that's when the alternative religions were killed and everything else. A lot of people got the whole go back to church, you know, conventional church attitude after Jim Jones. And I think a lot of people were afraid of mind control and cults. I think Jim Jones had a lot to do with that. Because it seems like it was that time frame that a lot of the anti-cult stuff started up after Jim Jones. But ironically, anti-satanic cult after Jim Jones was very... He was Baptist, wasn't he?
I think some form.
Yes, he was. Out of Indiana, home of the fucking Baptists. Well, maybe not the home of them, but the Klan almost had a spot in Indiana history... As being the first state run by a Klansman, and the Baptist, they at least run Hammond. That we know. So Jim Jones was a Baptist. I picked up a lot of my business practices from Jim Jones.
How so?
Well, I just like the way he ran an organization.
I wouldn't have drank.
You want to read that first speech again? They come from one of us. They come from all of us.
It's not bad.
Exactly.
It is a good speech.
He's a master.
Oh, he said.
Oh, this fucking cunt. Yahoo is killing me.
He said, "Love is the only weapon." Bullshit. Martin Luther King died with love. Kennedy died talking about something he couldn't even understand. Some kind of generalized love, and he never even backed it up. He was shot down. Bullshit. Love is the only weapon with which I got to fight. I got a whole lot of weapons with which I can fight.
Yeah, that's good.
I got my cross,
wow,
I got compasses, I got my gun, I got dynamite, and I will fight. I will fight.
Damn, you know it all.
Yeah. Wow. I had it on my voicemail for a while, and people started bitching because it was like really long for a voicemail message, you know.
Well, I like that.
I love it.
Why the Green Berets all joined up. They said he had a bunch of Green Berets and like militant armed guards all around the camp. And they said people, you know, were supposed to be able to come and go, but they couldn't, really.
Well, what the fuck were they doing there then? They didn't stop him from committing suicide. They didn't stop him from doing anything. They were just standing around as like an escort, keeping people from getting in and fucking with him.
I don't know.
What were they doing there?
Well,
the
they said there were so many found dead in the camp, and then there were like another 100 or so found shot or in the jungle around there. So anyone who tried to run out rather than die in the camp was shot.
Shot by Jim Jones or by Green Beret?
By his Green Beret troops.
Oh, these were supposed to be his Green Beret troops.
Yeah,
Jim Jones' own people.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Jay, so it's your favorite word. Why? Because Jesus starts with a J?
No, I'm just saying it's one of my it's one of my top 26 favorite letters.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because of Jesus. He changed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a drunk fuck all the time, but now that I found Jesus, I'm going to run for president.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Jim Jones quarter.
Yeah.
That'll be his acceptance speech.
Jive ass Jim Jones quoting. Well, I have jail written down, but I've never been to jail.
I told a jail story for I, didn't I? About so being incarcerated or
I think it was I. I don't know how it got there, yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking my pinky and
is that the only time you were in jail?
Yeah. I've been arrested numerous times when I was a young man for silly things. Well, that was the only time anything stuck, okay?
All right. And
fucking nosy prick.
Yeah, well, I put down jobs, too, and I got fired from a lot of jobs.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I was working at a Burlington coat factory before, and I got fired for locking a man in the fitting room.
On purpose or by accident?
No, it was on purpose. This rather rotund fellow, it was a... I worked in the men's department, you know, and it was just my job to, like, fold clothes and put them back. I didn't have much to do all day, but still, if I had anything to do, it pissed me off, you know. I was like 17 or 18. And this guy was coming in trying shit on. We had signs on the fitting rooms that said, if you try shit on, hang it up, you know. Put it away when you're done. This guy brings a pile of shit in the fitting room and walks out. And I wonder, well, what is he doing? You know, he's just got piles. He can't even be trying all this stuff on. So finally I told him, I was like, listen, if you're going to take all this crap, put it back where you found it, you know? So he gets all pissed off and out of spite. He grabs a big load of stuff and walks in. And I thought, fuck this. So we had padlocks for the fitting rooms. So if we left, we could, because we were supposed to watch over things people weren't stealing in the fitting rooms and stuff, so we could lock them up. So
America
I just locked them in there,
weapon.
And I went out on break. And I was sitting on... There was this bench outside where cars would drive by, and I'd always scratch my nuts and pretend I didn't notice. Because everybody would look at you when they were driving by, but that's beside the point. Anyways, I'm out there talking to this girl, and she's smoking. We're about to go back in. I told her, I locked some guy in the fitting room, and she said, you did not. And I said, I did too. And then when we walked in, I was told just to leave. I wasn't even allowed to punch out. I didn't see the guy, but the store manager just said, just go, just leave.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm playing a little Jim Jones music underneath you right now.
Right. So on the spot, they sent you packing.
That's happened to me at a lot of jobs. I worked at a Target, and I was the cart guy, you know. It was a thankless fucking job, and this Target was uphill just slightly, but you notice the angle. You pile up like 50 carts. They're heavy, you know, and you're pushing uphill, and it was just a crappy job. And I had this female manager always looking, you know, breathing down my neck. She didn't like me. And she started timing everything I was doing, timing my breaks and everything like that, making sure that they were only 10 minutes or whatever. My lunch break was only, you know, half an hour or an hour. And their break room was upstairs where I had to punch out for my lunch. My mom came in to visit me. We were going to go out to lunch. It just irritated me, this woman walking behind me to see what time I go, to check what time I come back and everything. Because I'm getting paid hourly, and I'm getting paid jack shit, you know? So if I'm going to come back late, who gives a shit, you know? Cards don't pile up that much, at least not that time of year. So she is walking right behind me, and luckily I was flatulent. And I just let one go. I just, you know, right. And she's like at ass level. Her face is like at ass level, you know. And I just let one go, and it's loud enough. And she's mortified, and I look back, and I look at her. And she says to me, she says, you know, she's all flustered. And she's like, what do you say? And I said, I say you better look out or I'll shit on you. And I punched out, and I went downstairs. And I was really worked up about this, and they had whole row of carts at the side of the building, you know, and I pushed them out into the street. I got in my mom's car, and she was confused. You know, she's like, don't you collect those carts? Aren't you supposed to put them there rather than put them out in the lot? And I said, yeah, I don't think I'm going back to work. And that was it for that job.
I've had some pretty interesting jobs.
You've had a lot of jobs.
I had over 25 jobs in a year. And I felt really bad about having a lot of jobs until I lived with this Italian woman. And she had told me that it's good for young kids to have a lot of jobs because that way you figure out what you don't want to do.
I think so, too.
I felt really good about it then. Coming from my family, though, they made me feel bad if you lose one job. You know, there was a great guilt to losing a job. It was bad. And so I felt like I was a bad person at the time. When this woman had told me, you know, you're just figuring out what you don't want to do. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. The coolest job, well, not the coolest, but a job I had was a security guard.
Oh, really? For where? A bar or concerts?
No, a security guard with the hat, the cop hat.
Like for an office building?
Yeah, for office buildings.
Oh, okay.
I was a security guard for an auto yard where all of the cars came in for like Toyota. For Illinois, so it was a huge, like acres and acres of cars, and the trains would pull in there with train cars and unload them, and there'd be like a pile of cars in the back where the train cars would fall over when they were unloaded, and they'd damage cars. Well, they'd have like 100 of them piled on top of each other when they were damaged. They'd just send them back, whatever. But it was wild working for them. One time I worked at an office building, and I would go through everyone's desk. I'd use the keys, open up everyone's desk, find, look through everything, all their personal stuff, anything they locked up, I'd get in. So it was sort of fun. You know.
Yeah.
I started doing a zine out of there, photocopying stuff, you know. I did some sort of Beanie Baby, like your Beanie Baby thing. I remember doing a flyer where I put all these bands on there. Van Halen, Black Sabbath, all these crazy bands. They're going to appear at these woods. Some big mega concert. And put them all around and stuff. And I heard people talking about it at school. Or somewhere. You know, maybe I was going to school then? I can't remember. But, you know, heard people talking around in crowds, whatever, hanging out at the Dairy Queen. Amy working at Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my first jobs, working at Dairy Queen. And it was in Harvey, Illinois, and it was all black. It's like the kind of town, it looks like all the buildings are crumbling, and it's really horrible. And it was all of us, a bunch of white kids working there. It was weird.
Did you get fired?
I did get fired.
For what? Huh?
Give it up, Amy. Go ahead.
You know, they were really bad managers.
Uh-oh. She's laying down the excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, how were they bad
Come
managers?
Come on. No. Amy, give the story. This is a good story, and you're holding back. You haven't... Maybe you need some liquor.
Yeah. I got fired for stealing.
Money. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, it better be money rather than product.
Yeah.
That stuff is crap, I think. But I think it's good for people to get fired from jobs.
For stealing?
I don't know. Any young person, you got to see your limits, you know? Like, when I was young and I was getting fired from every job, I really think I did feel bad about it a lot, but I was also learning my limits. I dealt with a lot of assholes, and I was glad I didn't put up with them, you know what I mean? I felt better for not putting up with assholes for a minimum wage job. I worked for Office Max for a while, and I worked overnights, and that was wild because I worked with a ghetto crew. They used to have people who had to present their paycheck to a parole officer the next day, and then they had me supervising this one crew that didn't like the other crew just because I didn't like the other guy supervising them, and one guy stabbed another guy with a screwdriver and all that crap.
You know, it's a shame that jobs not only take 5 days, we trade 5 of our days for 2 days of freedom. It's so much, jobs take up so much of our life, and now they've taken up our whole alphabet of J Show.
Yeah, yeah. They kill us.
Horrible fucking deal, trading 5 days for two, and I know that's inspired me to try to do anything I can not to work for someone else. Me and Amy both, we seem to work double the hours we'd normally work for someone else, but we work 80 hours now for a lot less money, just so we could work for ourselves and not have a J-O-B. In the J side of things.
It's rough working a job, you know, it's
jerks.
Hard.
What else is for J? I have Johnny Rebel. And I'm playing Jim Jones right now underneath us talking. Johnny Rebel's fun.
I don't know Johnny Rebel.
You've never heard Johnny Rebel?
No, what is he like?
You've never heard from the great Johnny Rebel CD for segregationalists only. Track number one, Some Niggers Never Die. Track number two, Stay Away From Dixie. Number three, Amy's favorite, Nigger Hating Me. Number four, Who Likes a Nigger?
Who?
This is Johnny Rebel, the J. Here comes the J train.
All right.
Track number five, Nigger Nigger. Track number six, Move Them Niggers North. Number seven, Cage and Ku Klux Klan.
He's got kind of a theme going there.
I think you got the idea.
No, I get it.
You want to hear some of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I just need to know what he's all about.
Do you know now?
Yeah,
do you feel you
know.
Are getting
No,
inside?
I have to hear him to know what he's all about. I don't know. It might be kind of political, though. We also have Jews for Jay.
Hearing that, Doug?
I'm hearing.
Just me and my boat, an old banjo left. Banjo was my guy.
Oh shit!
An old colored
fella.
He wasn't very dark. He was a high stepping yeller. So we lost my boat.
High stepping yeller.
And I cranked my motor, and up to my nose came a terrible odor. I looked all around trying to find something dead, but it was Banjo with his arm up, scratching his head. Some niggers never die, they just smell that way.
You gotta love Johnny Rebel.
The more he sweat,
Amy.
And
you
I'm
love
here
Johnny
to
Rebel?
Say he was a choking mid then.
So
we loaded up, I just couldn't go on.
Yeah,
and I called to my gang all the way home. When I dropped him off, I was next.
That's true.
Nine.
Show some respect, you.
It doesn't feel right to talk over him.
Kind of like some of the David Allan Coe I used to hear.
I have some of that too.
It's funny because he still has a mainstream market. You see him in the music stores. It didn't seem to stain him as much as... I don't think Johnny Rebel could release an album now and get on mainstream countryside.
He should be able to, though, because I love Johnny Rebel.
Forgive and forget. Leave the hate behind.
I've actually got some Johnny Rebel CDs sent to me that no one has.
From Johnny Rebel?
Yes.
Really?
From Johnny Rebel's friends and family.
Why, is he dead?
No.
What time period is he? 80s? 90s?
Boy, he looks about 60 in this photo, 50 or 60. I don't know the history of Johnny Rebel, but someone can look it up out there for the J's and the Alphabet Show here.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Well, I'm working with this guy on the Evil Now Yahoo group trying to release a box set for Johnny Rebel. And he'll educate me, I'm sure.
And I haven't even heard of him.
But you like him, don't you?
I mean, he sounds like an entertaining piece of work.
Exactly. Exactly. All
right.
What do you have for Jay, Amy?
She said she had nothing, man. Didn't you?
Yeah, I got Alejandro Jodorowsky.
Oh, that's great. What are you talking about? That's great right there. That's an awesome subject.
I don't know it at all.
Santa Sangre.
School us, Amy. School us.
Yeah.
He's a filmmaker. You know, I was trying to get some info on him because I really don't know anything about him. I just have seen his films. But he was born in Chile and raised in Mexico. And he's like this filmmaker. He did El Topo. You ever seen that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
And then he did Santa Sangre, and his son and his grandson and stuff are all in it.
In something called Holy Mountain, right?
Yeah, Holy Mountain.
Okay.
And he was supposed to be the director for Dune, but I think in pre-production or something,
somebody watched El Topo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He had Salvador Dali in it and stuff like that, and it never made it past pre-production. They fired him because he went so over budget, and then they hired David Lynch.
Oh, see, that's called like a... I think El Topo was supposed to be like a Zen gore film. Zen Western gore film.
Yeah, it's like three movies
in one. I saw it once,
yeah.
I actually fell asleep when I saw it, but it looked interesting, but it looked like it went on too much. Guy walking through the desert and then...
Yeah, he's
killing weird kung fu masters and shit.
He has to fight the four gunfighters of the desert, so he travels in a circle, you know.
And one of them's popping out of the sand. They
yep.
all have weird, like, occult
One's
powers
blind,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Dune?
No, this is El Topo.
El Topo.
It's yeah. like three movies in one, though, because after all that, then he gets, like, left behind, and then it's like a whole other movie when he lives with all the, like, freaks and, you know, deformed people and stuff. And he really, I mean, I don't know where he digs up these deformed people, but
yeah,
it's amazing.
I don't know where you get those films. I mean, where I don't know if anybody sells those.
You can get them on eBay.
Yeah, El Topo and Holy Mountain are banned in America, so anytime you get a copy of it, it has Japanese subtitles on the bottom because it's from Japan.
I should have looked for it in Italy.
Yeah. And then,
you fucked up, that dog.
Santa Sangre, I have. You know.
Tell you what, DVDs.
Have you seen Santa Sangre?
No. Oh.
Dude, that loses us friends, man. Maybe we should watch it while we're doing some of these shows tonight.
What happens? Give me the gist.
Oh,
is there
is no gist. You can't have just a gist.
All right.
Dude, that movie, we just
it's
watched it.
It's about a circus family.
I guess give him a gist. You want to watch it while we're doing this? We could watch.
Sure.
We could do that. It's got a bunch of good lines in it.
In Japanese? In Japanese?
No, it's all in English. Santa Sangre
but
is like
the subtitles
his only
are
American
there for,
release.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what, DVDs cost a lot in Italy because most of them were, even Italian films like Dario Argento and Mario Bava, they're great Italian directors, and the Italians respect the gore film over there. They really do. But, I went over there and I thought I'd be able to get these great DVDs, probably cheap over there. Went over there, like, Deep Red and Tenebrae and stuff like that by Argento. They were like $40, and I asked the guy at the shop why, and he said, well, because they're being imported from America. I said, what? Why? These are Italian films. And he said, well, they're owned by American production companies or studios or whatever, you know, or American distribution. So.
Wow, that's weird.
I know. So you couldn't get an Argento film. They're getting the American version, you know? They're getting...
Oh, that's disappointing because they are edited differently from America to Italy, too.
That crap used to be on TV over there when I was there. I would turn it on. Like, in the middle of the day, you'd see some slaughter films. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. They're not so uptight about gore and stuff.
No, or tits and ass. You'd see tits and ass on posters out there for weight loss formulas and stuff like that. Once we break that, and you could tell it's always been that way because it wasn't on everything. You know, if we broke that boundary here, you'd see tits and ass on absolutely every fucking thing. Like, as soon as they break that, you know, as soon as they, like, something about Mary or whatever, that movie, they show a jizz shot, you know, now every movie's got some cum wad on somebody or something like that. Yeah. Once a barrier's broken, it's the cool thing to do, and they just don't get enough of it. It makes you sick.
Well, with Bush in office and what's happening now, we're going backwards. We're back to the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
He's propelled us back 50 years.
Right, yeah, you know. Well, they've got a stronghold on radio. We know that.
And TV. Everyone's censored their stuff, cut things out, chopped things up. We've seen shows that make almost absolutely no sense on TV now.
And look at all these shows that are like religious, that are on Seventh Heaven and Touched by an Angel, all these like weird religious shows.
Are we still on Jay for Jesus?
Yeah, we're on Jesus.
Now they have a new one, Joan of Arcadia. I mean, come on. It's just disgusting.
I've never seen any of these, but Joan of Arcadia is supposed to be like modern times, isn't it? It's not even Joan of Arc.
It's some girl, Katie Holmes or somebody. Or no, it's some soap actress or something. I don't know.
Bush and Jesus. Jesus and Bush. That was a good, what was that called, that show, Prime Time or something like that?
Bush and Religion, you had labeled
that. Yeah, Bush and Religion, but whatever. It's just, it was great to see him hold up. This is the manual to raise our kids with, hold up the Bible.
Yeah, the handbook, Jesus is Bush.
Yeah. Well, we have 1 minute.
Blake.
Any more J's?
J's.
For the alphabet show, J, Jagoff.
Jagoff, yeah.
Jerky.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Junkie.
Junk. The junk. Smack. Heroin. Horse. Man, I bet you can do a show each time about heroin. Probably have a different name for each letter.
Well, we've all known junkies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have 44 seconds. That's about what they're worth is 3.
All right. Well, I cleaned an overdosed heroin junkie with a prosthetic leg off the floor of the fucking bathroom where I work once.
That's awesome. Doug, Dysgenics.com.
Dysgenics.com.
Amy.
Horrorofhorror.com.
And TV is God.
TV is God.com.
TV is God.com. And I'm Shane, evilnow.com.
And this is the alphabet.
Yeah. And next time it's
K.
K. K K K. I can only think of one thing with the K, and that's 3 Ks.
Well, there's always cunt and
kike.
Yeah.
Kick. All right, Amy, should I start it right away?
Yeah.
We'll bang it.